You go to them before it's due and tell them you can't pay it. But you will pay it if they'll give you a little time and tell them how long that you want to have to pay it. And you know that lived with my husband till he died, and he followed it. Mm-hmm. My daddy followed that too. And that's the reason I am so curious on the library board, they think. I do not believe in squandering. I believe in leaving a nest egg there. And they said, well, did you know that the Board of Supervisors and the Board of Aldermen will not give anymore if they find out we got a little nest egg? I said, what are you going to do if some emergency come up? I said, if the Board of Supervisors and the Board of Aldermen ask you what you got, tell them you don't know exactly. And I said, I don't know whether I could give it to them exactly or not without the book. Just tell them you don't know. I said, they leave you alone. How right is that?
Good philosophy.
Just leave you alone. Now, if you say, there's a Negro woman here yesterday, and she is not married, and she has a man living with her, and he rides her around, and she said, that's all right. You alls is doing the same thing, only you alls isn't telling it. I don't care who alls knows what I's doing. And if it suits me to sleep with him and for him to look after things, that's my business. I said, it surely is, as long as it suits you, but it doesn't suit me. You mean to tell me that if a man came around and asked you to let him come in and stay with you, you wouldn't let him? I said, I surely do, unless I'm married to him, and I'm not going to be married to one of them either. I don't want no one of them. Well, you just ain't got good sense.
Is that what she said?
I said, well, thank you.
She know you pretty well?
Oh, yes, I didn't think a thing about what she said. Mm-hmm. Because she wanted some turnip greens out of my purse that I was working. And she wanted something sweet. And she said, I came here for a piece of cake. I said, I don't have any cake today. It's frozen, and I have one frozen in the freezer, but it's frozen. I don't have it ready to cut. I'll give you a little ice cream. Well, I gave her some. And she said, what kind of nuts is this you's got in this ice cream? I said, I didn't make that ice cream. I think it's pecan. It looks to me like it's walnut. I can't stand walnut. I said, well, don't eat them then. Well, I was spitting them out right over here. I said, you two choice for what you, for favors rendered. You're just a little bit too choice. She said, well, I falls out nearly every day with a heart attack. I see where you've been digging out there, but I can't help you dig. I falls out every day. I said, well, I didn't ask you to do anything. I'm giving you this. I said, that man that you say sleeps with you and stay there, why don't you send him up here to dig around the fence for me in the garden?